Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mr. O'Mara. All it is just coming into a studio that's 5 feet from your bedroom and talking. It's no effort whatsoever. Bullshit!
No one ever said that. No one ever said that to you.
I probably said it to myself, but, you know.
So you're arguing with yourself now?
I don't know. I'm just trying to get the monitor up so I can see you because I can't see you right now. Hold on.
You're not missing much.
And Tony and Rob's got weak voice, so it's too. It's like right out of the bat. I can't. How long have you been sick, Rob? Just out of curiosity.
Allergies were really, really bad last week. I am much better this week. So you know, I mean, I'm doing what I can. I'm sorry. I brought my inhaler in. I'm hydrated. All is well.
Jesus Christ. Oh dear. You, when you're my age, I think we're going to be doing the show around a grave.
Well,
I really do.
I think it's very, very optimistic of you to say when I'm your age.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Might not work that way.
I love your optimism, baby.
Yeah, I'm feeling positive. Feeling positive today, boy. Back from the knife, under the knife, the last one, hopefully. And, feeling like they actually might have done it correctly this time, which is a very, very good thing. Missed everybody. I'm very, very glad to be back. I have one challenge. I'm actually doing very well, maybe a little ahead of the schedule on my recovery. But the fact is, sitting here and finding a comfortable place to do this show is a challenge. If I had everybody down here, I would have everybody bring the show into my hospital bed and bring everything in front of me and lay it out there.
Like John and Yoko.
Well, you heard me last, a week ago. Roughly a week ago, I was on the phone with you guys.
Right.
And I had no problem sitting there and flapping my gums if I'm in a comfortable spot. This is just a question of being in a comfortable spot. You might want to ask yourself, what is the modern chair that is supposed to support the body that you spend thousands of dollars on? They're basically overhyped Dyson vacuum cleaner crap.
Yeah, it's a chair. I mean, it's nothing different than the cheapest to the most expensive.
But it's the Dyson factor where the hype is so all-encompassing that you're like, well, this chair is somewhat magical. I am sitting currently on a cheap mesh lanai chair.
I was going to say, it looks like you might have
patio.
You brought it in from outside.
I brought it in from outside. It's the only goddamn chair in the house that I can sit on with my fat ass, which, by the way, is 20 pounds lighter. Thank you very much. Not because of the surgery, just because of the fact that, you know, I've been losing weight since I came back from pimento cheese sandwich land. But I'm actually. But the thing I hate more than anything else is that I get what I call old man weak throat, and you sound like this. I'd like to point out to our listeners that when everything is hitting on all eight, I have somewhat of a booming baritone.
You do.
And and then the first thing I hear from Rob Spiewak is, hi, how are you? And you're sick now half the year. Easily going away, you're sick half the year. And when I say sick, I mean you report for duty, but you've got that thing in your throat. So I'm like, okay, we've got once again the two fat asses that have weak throats and can't sound any more ill. And in a way, I you know, maybe I now manufacture it because I'm just so used to you letting me down. But I let it you know, I let it get to me a little bit before the show because you sound like crap, and you sound like crap like half the year now because you're. I don't know. Your lungs are dying. What is
it is
going on?
Well, you
and,
see.
And,
also,
did Ashley get like red hair during the? Oh, she had that before I went to.
Yeah, she did
under the knife, right?
She
Hi,
did,
Ashley.
But
Hi.
It's faded a little bit to a more natural red. I think it was more purpley before, wasn't it?
Okay, well, it looks. I'm looking at her bun.
Why don't you turn?
I'm looking at her bun. Hi, dear. How are you? Nice to see you. I missed your laugh. So anyway, it's just you know, I mean, what's wrong with you? I don't.
It is a shorter journey. It's a shorter journey for me to have a weak voice because I have a bad voice. I've got less graph than you.
Right.
I mean, so it is. Last week was the worst week for allergies I've ever experienced in my life, ever, bar none. And that, you know, you complain about a lot of things about the D.C. area, the traffic, the weather, the people and everything. But the thing that if I ever leave this area, it will be because of the pollen and the allergies. That's what's killing me.
You've blamed it on allergies forever. Don't you have a drug you can take or something like that?
I'm on drugs all the time. I have I have my stay alive drugs that I take in the morning and the evening.
I will tell you that I am so anti-drug that this is the first time I've been back from the hospital where I embraced my opiates.
Yes.
I've been taking my opiates. And yesterday I went a whole day without taking my opiates. And then at night, where I put tape on, where the tape is, my skin got irritated and it was an itching factor that was driving me nuts.
Right.
Here's a little bulletin. If you've got chronic itching, don't get out and get any kind of lotion or cream at the store. Go get a good oxycodone. That'll take it away instantaneously.
Well, I believe the itching sensation.
I have to stop you for a second.
Yeah.
It is stunning to me because you can talk about pain. You can talk about everything that you do. Bye, sweetie. See you later, little man. You want to tell me something? Hold on. Through the window, he wants to. Dad,
okay.
I want to tell you
all
something.
Right.
That's his. Yeah, hold on. Let me put it real loud, so everybody can hear. Real loud, Michael. And now a bug has crawled on him in the 3-year-old attention span. You saw a boat on the murky water. Okay, his favorite two words.
Murky water.
Murky water. Huh. Murky water.
What 3-year-old uses the word murky?
He's used murky water for like 3 years.
That's crazy.
He's three, so he's done it before he could speak.
His first word was murky.
So anyway, what was I talking about? I might lose my train
about
of thought.
Itching and opiates.
Oh, so I'm sitting there and Carla said, "How you doing?" I said, "Well, the pain is the pain, but it's what I had the last time. I'm used to it. I can deal with it. I can recover with it. But the itching is just driving me nuts." And
sure.
Sure enough, you put the tape on where you have the. By the way, if you're counting on this particular surgery, 44 staples on my right side.
Ooh.
44 staples.
How many were there last time? Do you remember? Does it compare?
603. No. I don't remember exactly. So I took this drug and instantaneously, it's like magic. It went away. And the other, you know, my only issue, that's been my only issue. I'm in a little bit of pain, but I'm doing really, really well. And it was scary going through that whole process. I'll have the whole story of, you know, the same thing. I think whenever I come back from something like this, the tale of the good nurse and the bad nurse.
Yes.
No real bad nursing experiences this time. And I will tell you, I've switched companies for physical therapy at home.
Good. You were not happy last time. Dissatisfied.
Yeah, I will say that Mrs. K, my physical therapist, will be coming by today.
Is K short for something?
Huh?
Is K short for something or is K her name?
No, you see, I'm saying Mrs. K, so there's anonymity here.
I understand. Okay, I'm with you.
I have no idea whether this person is. And by the way, I look fantastic. I really do, sitting back in this chair.
Oh, I can see you can see yourself. Yeah.
But I'm sorry, but it's more comfortable when I sit back. So that's the way I'm going to do it. The thing is, upgrades all around. I'm very happy with the moves that I've made.
Good.
I think everything's chugging along very, very, very nicely. Other than that, I would tell you that it's just it's what it is. And I'm very, very glad. I have an overwhelming sense of having this major crap in back of me now. And I know that the end result of this is going to be step to fabulous.
Can I ask a question about something you said earlier?
Yes.
Having not been through a major surgery, you said now that this is done, you're in a little more pain than before. But
yeah.
You have a feeling that the procedure was done in a more proper way than before.
Yeah,
what gives you that thought?
I've been dealing with this since I was 35 years old. I'm 57 years old. I have been dealing with this particular arthritic situation, and you can get it in your 20s,
right?
Arthritis, as people know. I've been dealing with this probably for that long a period of time. So when you, even with the pain of surgery, which still is a lot, and they say that, Damone, a lot.
They say it, Damone, a lot.
The pain of the surgery is there. I will say that I already know the areas of my body that are feeling better because of the fact that, you know, I did that. I still think, and I thought this going into the surgery situation, I just thought, you know, isn't there maybe somewhere down the road a less Civil War radical way of dealing with
it? Doesn't seem like it's changed
pain
much, right?
You know, I really feel like the guys that came up, who are probably medical geniuses,
right,
that came up with this procedure like 50 to 60 years ago, are like, well,
Let's see what we can do. Saw one part off, grind down the other, and put something metal in there.
Because that's really what it is.
Mike, for the last 100 years, the conversation that surgeons have always had is, let's hack out the bad.
Hack out the bad.
And that's not good.
No, technically, in some worlds, they use the word amputation because they're sawing off the top of your femur.
It's part you really went through an amputation and a replacement, of course.
Yeah, they replaced it, but that's it, you know. Oh, that's not what I wanted. Mm. Hold on a second.
There it is. There it is.
There it is. Oh, the anesthesia doesn't seem to be working.
Anyway, good news, Mr. O'Mara. You've come through the procedure, and Mr. Harding is now president.
Yes, very, very exciting. So I think overall, pretty good stuff.
Good.
And I would like to start the show because this was maybe even prior to my surgery or just after when I was recovering with my computer in my hospital room. And I decided that I would periodically, I would do two things.
Okay.
We're going to have the Mike O'Mara Joyless Post of the Month.
Yes.
It could be the week.
Yes.
But I decided the quote of my recovery, because I have no idea whether I'll get a quote of the week.
Right.
But this comes from a person who online, I have to say, quite honestly, I have begun to cherish him online.
Wow.
Because he is more curmudgeon-y than I am, and he fights some of the same battles that I fight. And in many ways, we are completely and utterly different.
Is it a name we'll recognize?
Yeah, you'll know it. It's okay. Mr. Trip Affleck.
Oh, yes.
And Trip Affleck, he writes about a lot of things, but where his real passion is with food.
Yes.
And he writes about food so passionately, not necessarily eloquently, but very passionately. And I quoted him because it was one of the great quotes that applies, I think, to me more than any quote about food I've ever read. And he was talking about the fact that that people were excited because 900 new Dunkin' Donuts are being built.
Yes.
In America. And there were people there were people all over the land of idiocy, the intranets.
Yes.
The land of social media, which is just chock-a-block with people who believe that their slack-jawed, pie-eating opinions are valuable when they're really not, because
right.
They don't realize that there are other people that are out there that think a little more clearly on certain subjects, like Tripp does about food.
Right.
So he was making this reference to the people that were expressing this great joy
mm-hmm.
over the fact that there were 900 Dunkin' Donuts being built, and people were getting excited
about
it.
Here they come.
And we've talked about Dunkin' Donuts on this show, but this is the quote of my recovery from Tripp Affleck. I actually paused to write it down,
yes.
Perhaps while still under the effects of anesthesia, and the quote is this: if you're going to eat bad, eat good bad.
Ah!
And that is the truest
that
thing
is so
in the
true.
World. Because, you know, if you're going to eat crap, if you're going to fill your fat carcass with empty calories, and you're say you have your one cheat of the week,
right,
or your one cheat of the month, and you saddle that car down to eat those frozen hockey puck pieces of crap known as Dunkin' Donuts, you're making a terrible mistake. If you're going to eat bad, go somewhere where bad food is an
count.
Art form.
Make
yes.
it count. You know what another example is the people that go to the bad Chinese restaurant.
Yes.
Don't go to a bad Chinese restaurant.
In fact, really, to be honest with you, the calories in a Chinese restaurant are so insane to
yes,
begin with.
Off the chart.
That you've got to find, we had one in D.C. We have one in D.C.
Yep.
You have to find the best of the best because a Chinese restaurant is a bad pull. For example, a homemade, like, incredible pie that's made by somebody you love. That would be eating bad, good bad.
Yeah.
Okay? Eating good bad would be going to your home diner where they put some huge caloric thing and pile it with gravy. You know
right.
what I mean? That's the thing. But eating, if you're going to eat bad, eat good bad. Is there any better? Because if you're going to cheat, which everybody's probably going to do once in a while, just do it and take a break and but do it well.
Make it count.
Don't get excited about Dunkin'
Donuts.
No,
go to Krispy Kreme when the neon is on.
But Krispy Kreme, even as you're selling yourself short.
No.
But Rob, let me explain what this is. I'm talking about people who eat it once in a while.
Right. Oh, not like ongoing.
Not people that literally don't know what a cheat is because their life is a cheat.
That's right.
That's the thing is that you know you don't know this. That's people.
But I can pretend.
Well, even when you've dieted, haven't you been on pretty like strict, you know, liquid stuff? And
well, I mean, I've done all the plans, Mike, and I think it shows.
Yeah. Mm. So the thing is, though, Krispy Kreme, I would just say there's so many. You know, watch a Guy Fieri episode. Go to one of those diners, drive-ins, and dives.
True. But
like that.
But you have to admit, Krispy Kreme is a better cheat than Dunkin' Donuts.
You know what? I think Krispy Kreme, if it's hot off the line,
yes,
that's the only thing. But other than that, it's a crap donut. It's a total crap donut.
I'm gonna let that slide because you're on drugs.
No, if it's cool. If it's cool, it's
even
useless.
Cool. No. If you buy them fresh, oh my God, the Krispy Kreme raspberry filled.
20 pounds ago, had one up at Catherine's. Where Catherine graduated college, they ought to call it Donut University because they've got 50 different donut shops. They've got Krispy Kreme. They've got some Sugar Land donut thing. They've got Duck Donuts that are up in the D.C.
Boo,
area.
Now that's
very
crap
popular.
Donut.
No, it's not a crap donut.
No, because it's a cake donut. I don't like a cake donut.
But it's
too
fresh
heavy.
And hot. It's fresh and hot. who had Rob and I 15 minutes into the show talking about food?
Well, Oscar's not here.
The thing about Oscar's down on vacation eating lettuce.
That's right.
That's what he's doing right
but
now.
Not all the lettuce, just a little at a time.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, can I congratulate Big O and Dukes, our compatriots, for their vinyl release party over the Memorial Day weekend.
Looked huge.
Where they went out to Mobius Records in Fairfax and had a vinyl release party. Just a unique thing where they recorded one of their shows and they put it on vinyl, and it was a novelty item. And they're just great about doing stuff. We steal ideas from them all the time about how to market things with the Mike O'Mara show, and it was very successful for them. So congratulations to them with that. Oscar is out for the week. He will not be enjoying donuts. I know that for
guaranteed.
A fact.
Guaranteed.
But Trip Affleck, you brought me in a hospital, in a darkened hospital room. You really brought me great joy. I actually read that quote, transcribed it to my show prep, and then shortly thereafter, what did I do? Oh, that's right. I peed into a plastic jug.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Roger. Mrs. Bialystok and Bloom, I presume. Forgive the pun.
What pun?
Shut up, he thinks he's witty. Good to see you again, Roger. Did you get a chance to read Springtime for Hitler?
A stunning piece of work.
Max, he's wearing a dress.
No kidding.
I, for one, think it is a very important play. Oh, dear. You're staring at my dress. I should explain. I'm going to the choreographer's ball tonight. That is a prize for the best costume.
And we always win.
I'm not so sure about tonight.
What do you think?
Well, now be cruel, be brutal, because heaven knows they will. What do you think, Mr. Bloom?
Where do you keep your wallet?
It's gorgeous. You couldn't have picked a better color. That dress is you. Light his cigarette. He likes you. Didn't I meet you on a summer cruise?
I've never been on a summer cruise.
Huh. Quel dommage.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the meow.
In and out.
We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. And you can stream us live when we record the show, unless Mike's not here and Rob and Oscar decide to blow up and F with the entire schedule of how we do the show and when we post it. Anyway, you can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Now, I have to say this. Last week, when I was going... You two weeks I'm off on the show. And
week and a half.
And you guys are like messing with the schedule and everything and like taping two shows on one day and doing this on one. What was the deal? What was the deal with that, Rob? I when I'm away, I expect you to be the taskmaster. Not Rob, you would cheat on me. I will always be the boss to you.
Yes,
I will always be. When I'm gone, you will take advantage. And what was the deal?
I don't think we took advantage.
We totally took advantage.
No,
we
doubled
the show
up
at 9 o'clock on a Friday, and you guys were like, "Mike's not here."
We doubled up one day so we could extend the weekend. That's all.
That's it. What about, how come when I'm here, how many lectures have I gotten from the Bolivian bloviator about the fact that, Mike, no, we don't want to do it that way, Mike. No, people expect us to be here and there. How many times have you been sitting there? It doesn't matter. Why am I having this discussion with you? It's on deaf ears. You know, it's like if I said to you, Rob, we're going to take the rest of the week off. You go, all right. And you get into your car, sir, and you drive home.
Well, do you want to do that? I mean, I'm open to all suggestions.
What was that clip you played? Was that new?
That was
anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Nice to see. Everything's hitting on all eight. I'm back.
Yay!
Taskmaster is back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the way that works. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the place for any custom product, and they are all about supporting small business owners, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever you need, postcards, banners, flyers, apparel, Vistaprint can make it happen, but this one Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable. Right now, get 500 business cards for just $9.99. When you enter promo code TMOS at checkout, 500 cards for under $10. That's an incredible... Always love that lick. Do we have the Vistaprint card of the day, Rob Spielberg?
We do. It's from Maiden Supply and Services, and it's Eric Yinger is the president. And this is cool because this is obviously a custom design card. They didn't go with the template.
There
you can go with the template.
There was an old maiden who wears a short nightie.
No, that's different. But he handles all things product design, manufacturing, shipping, business consulting. It's Eric Yinger, and you can contact him at eric@maidensupply.com. But it's a beautiful, clean card, and he got it at Vistaprint.
Oh, the Yinger.
The Yinger.
The Ying Man.
The Yinger.
Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Be like all of us and create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. 500 business cards for $9.99. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com. Use TMOS. Don't wait. Order today, ladies and gentlemen. Great to be back, and I'm very, very happy. I might as well get this out of the way, because if I don't do this right now, after the quote of the day,
right,
I probably won't read the TMOS joyless Facebook post of the week. Maybe it's the drugs. Maybe it's the opiates that make me come up with these crazy, crazy ideas. But, you know, I have to say, even when I'm cut open like a haddock and I'm lying in a hospital bed, no off switch.
There is no off switch on the genius machine, Mike.
No off switch whatsoever. So this comes to us. I don't know if we can put any kind of music, maybe some nice, soft, romantic music, but
sure.
It's the TMOS joyless Facebook post of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'll be able to pull these off, and I want you all to search for them, because if we have everybody's eyes on this, we'll probably be more successful.
Right.
And I think after you hear me read the TMOS joyless Facebook post of the week, you'll get a sense of, by the way, hi Diego, how are you?
Hi Mike.
How's it going? Nice to see you with your flannel shirt there. How
Thank
are you?
You.
We put him in Oscar's chair. We wanted to see if you'd notice there was a change.
Move over to your right a little bit there. Now I can see your
there
face.
He is.
How are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you feeling?
I'm doing great. One of my favorite interns, Diego. Good
Yay.
To see you. So this idea of the TMOS joyless Facebook post of the week, that'll do, comes to us from a gentleman, and you put your name on Facebook, you might get it on this show.
Sure.
Robert Kuderka.
Oh, I don't know this name.
Well, he's from Baltimore, and the post reads as follows. On my way home, after a 10-hour workday, I realize I'm starving. Haven't eaten since 2. There's still a half hour before the Burger King drive-thru closes. But I'm going to do the responsible thing and pass on the delectable fast food. I'll just swing by the 7-Eleven and grab a plain turkey sandwich.
Mm.
Except the pack of twitchy crusties milling about the store have cleaned out the joint. He's referring, I assume, to the people outside of his 7-Eleven.
The nighttime denizens, Mike.
Remember the Manassas 7-Eleven where we had, I would say those were twitchy crusties.
Mike, I was never quite brave enough to go to that store.
Except the pack of twitchy crusties milling about the store have cleaned the joint out. Not a sandwich left. No problem. I'll just grab an equally disappointing, but I don't care because someone else made it turkey wrap at the Rofo down the street.
Royal Farms.
I get this thing home, take one bite, and the mother effing tomato on it is rancid.
Oh!
Had to toss the entire thing. Now I'm having cookies and cigarettes for dinner. The moral? Never pass up the drive-thru.
Yeah, it's good.
Like at this point, foregoing that one fried chicken sandwich is going to save you. North Korea could figure this missile thing out tomorrow. You think having the suck-ass turkey sandwich instead is going to matter? Nothing matters, and God is dead.
Oh, wow.
Robert Kudurka.
Wow.
Write it down, the TMOS joyless Facebook post of the week. And, of course, in my depleted condition, it brought me a great deal of joy. I have to tell you, I was very, very happy to read that.
It was joyless, but it also taught a lesson.
In and around the holidays, there is often quite a bit of malaise and depression. And, so it's... I have to say, I'm really, really glad to be back, and I'm glad to have this behind me. I will tell you that I only can tell you, and I think I said this when I called in last week, the one disconcerting moment that I had when I was sitting there right before they're going to give you the drugs. And by the way, the anesthesiologist had a tan, like a too good tan.
Oh, dear. Was he a guy or a gal?
It was a man, like a white-haired, tanned man, you know, that like obviously knocks people out all morning, and then you know, then he's in his car in 5 seconds he's by the pool.
Yeah,
that's just
counting
the vibe
his money. I'm gonna go to the pool and count my money.
So he says something like, they gave me a block in the area last time, so when they give you a nerve block, you apparently come out of the surgery and it's less painful.
It's
and,
like an epidural, right?
Yeah, so he says, do you want, well, it's similar to an epidural.
Yeah,
it's
I don't know why that was a tremendous laugh getter in studio. I wasn't trying for a joke there.
But it might be because Ashley's a lesbian. I don't know. I'm not sure why. Epidural might just have gotten her to laugh. I'm not sure what that was. But
big joke in the lesbian community, the epidural.
Epidurals in the lesbian community go over big time.
Gangbusters.
But the thing about it is... at one point, and it's hazy because it's pre-surgery, so
right.
I have to work on remembering it, but he said something along the lines of, so do you want the block? And I'm like, excuse me, millions of dollars of education, and you've been in a hospital your entire life, and you're asking the disc jockey what kind of medication he wants? I was kind of confused by that. I wasn't sure. And so I said, yes. And the only memory, like right, it might have been middle or post, I think at some point I may have come out a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Because I remember just looking at my hand, like above my eyes, kind of
shaking. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they brought an x-ray machine over me. And you never know, do you really?
No.
You're out. You're the only one that really cares, and you're out. So anything that happens in there, you know, if they're not videotaping it, they can tell you whatever the F. Yeah, went fine, no problem. We might have dropped your foot on the floor, but other than that, everything's A-OK.
Happened to me when I got what they call a twilight anesthesia when I got my colonoscopy done. Long time ago, and they were trying to figure out why my entire stomach was melting. I came out of it when, as the doctor described, when the camera took the turn. And I remember a lot, yes, and coming out of it. And then I remember hearing, he said, we're going to need to up that a little bit. And then it went all echoey, and I went out again. But it was it was like being in prison.
Well, the thing about going under, it's not as much fun as it used to be because it's really not the – it seems to me back in the day – when you'd have like a dental procedure or something and they say, okay, we want you to take, we want to come back from 8 and you go 8, 7, 6, 5. Right now it's just like, okay, we're going to give you some medicine now that's going to put you to sleep. And then, you know, the next thing I'm waking up in the recovery room and
so there was no gas or anything. It was all
I don't remember.
Wow.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's
did
really
they give
hard
you some sort of like a relaxant before the procedure? Like a
I think they
like
do.
Like a pill or something?
You, they give you a little stuff to
sure.
you know, ease
calm
your
you down.
Mind.
Yeah,
a
that's
bit.
A good idea.
And then you wake up and then it's the basically the nursing dance the whole time. And, you know, and you've got the good nurses that here's the difference. I wrote this down. Let me see. I want to make sure that I've got it right.
Right.
The good nurses miss nothing.
That's
true. That's how I would describe it. They literally miss nothing. They are all there. They are there in spirit. They are there intellectually. And they are just with you. They just pay attention. the ones that aren't good, and none of them are really, really bad, but they're ones that are better than others.
Yeah.
The ones that are not the great ones are the ones that I think just forget. And the only example I can tell you is that I spent the entire day in recovery, and I had one of these little oxygen things under my nose. One of these little things. And I had it all day. And I'm like, okay, you know, they're giving you a little oxygen after your procedure, and you're in recovery, and that's the way it's going to work. And then they did shift change. And by the way, during the day, the nurse that was there, you love any nurse that's your first one because they're your caregiver. And it's like, mommy, mommy, mommy. And so I didn't really know that this was a crap nurse until probably after the fact.
Well, you had nowhere to compare. The bar was set at her. She was
the best.
Well,
I had her the next day, and that's when I kind of realized she had all long in attitude, short in like detail. That's that's the way I would describe it. But the night nurse comes on. Who was very, very nice and said, hi, my name is so-and-so. This is my assistant so-and-so. I'll be taking care of you tonight. How you doing? And I'm having a nice conversation with them. And then she says, not sure why you have that. And she walks over and she's touching the oxygen. I said, I'm being a smart ass. And I said, I would assume it's for oxygen. She said, well, it would be, but, well, honey, that's been on your face all day, and it's not attached to anything.
Oh.
So they had the thing on my nose. So
it was just for show.
Yeah, so you know, ratchet bitula misery.
Yes.
Apparently kept this on my head all day, you know, while she was just going, no, you can't do that, you can't do that, you can't do that, you can't do that. And she kept it on my head all day long so that I could sit there with an oxygen mask on that I didn't need. Thank you.
But it looked like you were much sicker than you were.
Yeah, actually got me more sympathy, I guess.
See, that's good. There's something.
We're here on Recovery Day number one on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the Mike and Rob Show, along with Ashley, Diego, and Ponyboy. Any other interns on campus?
No, just the three today.
Ah, just the three.
No, Dan O'Brien is here. I'm kidding.
Dan O'Brien?
Yes, okay, he is.
Very good. Hi, Dan O'Brien. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. Are you looking forward to hosting the bonus show this week?
Absolutely, sir.
All right, good stuff. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, listeners, pay attention. This is OMD, Oscar's master's degree. Maybe you've heard of me. I got a level with you. Feel like I'm going to waste here. Oscar got me so we can manage big money. But until more of you start ordering the bonus show, all I'm being used for is downsizing. Rob used to have a great big audio vault. Now they're pretty little sounds. And Oscar, in his teeny tiny house, had to take in a cat as a boarder. It's shameful. But you can help, listeners. Get off your duffs, go to your computer machine, and sign up for the TMOS bonus package. Take it from OMD. It's an extra hour of uncensored, ad-free content every week, and it's the best way to support this program. So get on it! OMD out.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. So we told you about Cornerstone First Financial. You know that they are our office mates. You know about Tater, the dog.
Great dog. Woo.
You know they handled Oscar's mortgage and treated him like a king. But did you also know that they can handle refinancing? If you're even thinking about a refi, listen up. Rates are still low, and this could be the right time to let Cornerstone First Financial help you save money every month. Our friends at Cornerstone will be able to get you through the process quickly and easily and show you the best way to free up some money for what you really need. You could be sitting on enough money right now to clear out that high-interest credit card debt or for those home improvements you've been putting off. Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to your best financial plan and to get you there fast. Click their banner ad on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible.
Mark and Joe, good guys that we share the office with here, and they know their stuff. And obviously, if you're not in finance, you don't. They can put you in the right way. They're good folks.
Wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I am happy to be back and looking forward to You know, just getting this really wrapped up and then dancing around this summer. And, you know, I'm really excited about the prospects. It's really great to finally address something that's been nagging you for multiple decades.
What's got to be so great is you know that really the worst is behind you and every day is going to be better. I mean, you are so much better even than you were, you know, what, 4 or 5 days ago when we spoke to you. And it's every day and every way you're getting better and better.
Yeah, and, you know, hats off to Mrs. O'Mara, who, you know, I practically put in an institution when, you know, when I'm recovering because I am not the most pleasant patient in the world. And, you know, and it's just it's tough because you don't, there's one thing that I can't stand. It's one of the reasons I don't like to fly because I don't feel like I'm in control.
Right.
And when you can't move your own body around and you can't, you know, like the first few days, I have to tell you something, you've been numbed from, you know, up below your spine all the way down through your knee, and your leg is a dead log. You have to basically haul it around and move it around. And I'm walking, you know, I'm walking currently on a walker. It is the most degrading thing in the world to go from point A to point B. But when you also think about the fact that they hacked your leg open and sawed it off and put it back together again, and that you can even stand, it's the marvel of modern medicine.
And to put it in a real big picture perspective, both legs. Both legs have been altered, and you're still getting around. Do you have tennis balls?
My cousin
balls?
Teddy had the best line.
What did he say?
My cousin Teddy. Well, the cruel Teddy O'Mara, the very cruel Teddy O'Mara, who said, so did they sync him up? Did they get them both to sync at the same time? But anyway,
Do you have tennis balls on your walker?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's good.
Oh. I won't be on it that long. I won't be on it.
That's why it's not truly degrading.
I'll be on Herman Cain by the end of the week.
That's good. That's good. And you still have your old cane, right?
I got like 5 canes. You know, Michael,
to match your outfits?
Yes, to match my different dresses.
Of course. You're fabulous. You love to coordinate.
That's the way it is. But anyway, I was concerned about the schedule because you guys did kind of tape here and do that. I have a gauntlet to throw down.
All right.
To both Pony Boy and also Rob Spiewak.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
What is the knock on you guys? What do you think the main knock that Oscar continuously gives you guys crap about? If you could think about the one thing that frustrates him, what do you think it would be?
Lack of motivation.
That might be it. That's a good. That's related to what I'm going to talk about here.
All right.
Pony, but
do you want to pipe in?
I would say maybe.
Did you hear how quickly Rob deflected that? Lack of motivation. Thank you, Pony.
Well, it's not so much deflection. It's like, you know, if I'm going to jump in the pool, I want him to jump in the pool with me.
I understand. But yes, Pony, what would your answer be?
I would say that sometimes I try too hard.
Okay, this is not a job interview. All right.
I'm sorry. That is an incorrect answer. Sorry. You know, but I think it's initiative.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's doing things on your own.
Right.
Like, you know, for example, there are a lot of ideas that come out of this show and, you know, doing things on your own. So that this week, I was thinking, and this idea was born also while I was recovering. So bear with me.
All right.
Technologically, the thing about initiative, I was watching one of those viral videos where they show you how to make like a bundt cake or some sort of wonderful.
Right.
And then at the end they go tasty. And I said to myself, why don't we have a clip of the week that we just send out that we hack off from our YouTube channel or from our live stream when we're recording the show and put a little blurb out every week that we can, that a video little blurb that we can put out every week. See, now I'm not even asking for the initiative. I'm asking for the acting on my ideas.
I love that.
Technologically, you guys would be able to accomplish that.
Yeah. We've done that. We've occasionally floated out audio pieces before, but the video component might actually be what sells it.
I think this is a great idea.
And then maybe, I don't know if we have any video production ability where we could like just put a crawl under, you know, www.mikeomarashow.com, and we just have, it can be a 5-second, 10-second, 2-minute piece where Diego, you're smiling. Why are you smiling?
Because I've done this before. We've done this before.
Yeah. What do you mean?
We've done weekly videos for the show. For instance, when
how come I've never seen them?
Because we're not friends on Facebook, Mike. You don't like me for some reason on Facebook.
How do you distribute it?
I share it on my page, and I also share it with.
Hold on a second.
Why would you not put it on the show page?
You share it on your page.
Correct.
I can't imagine why I haven't seen them.
I did the one for Downton
Abbey.
How many friends do
you have on Facebook?
600.
That's a miracle. And but it's also,
and Mike, they're not really friends. They're more acquaintances.
Yeah, it's a. Do you realize between Mr. Spiewak and I, you're about 8,000 short?
Oh, I know.
The idea of having the little clip, but you smiled and you. It's nice to know that you've been an intern long enough here where you can give me the rueful smile of the smug, which is just like, oh, fat ass. I'm
no,
done.
No, no. And also,
been there, done that, Mike. You're coming up with something that's not new. Thank you,
Adrian. Yeah, also, when you call it a weekly
video,
hold on.
Let me finish what I'm saying to him, because the fact is, when I do come up with one of these ideas, and you're like, yeah, we've done it before. Well, you haven't done it correctly and implemented it in a way that I ever noticed it.
I agree.
So that's why maybe it's fresh and it's new. I want to look at something online,
right?
Like I see the little clip of, you know, the dune buggy hitting the tree.
Right.
So the question is how we get the little clips of the show to market to the world, and what platforms we can weasel them onto to get them seen. Now, Diego, you could handle the video production of these?
Correct. Yep.
I don't think it has to be daily. I think it can be a weekly clip.
And yes. Also, yeah, I think to be absolutely clear, and we are in a communications business, when you say, Diego, a weekly clip has been done, you weren't doing them once a week. You've done a couple of them, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's really not weekly.
He's done it weekly.
Well, no, that's W-E-A-K. Yes, he did it weekly. But so what Mike is saying is something with a regular
schedule.
I want
a tiny little viral video when something happens like this.
Let's do it.
I'm sick! I don't belong here! You're making me come back too early again! Fricks! I hate them!
Perfect.
Perfect, exactly.
Good response. All right, anyway, so.
So yeah, we can absolutely do that in Diego, make sure we get it, and then make sure we distribute it via the show.
Yes.
We can put it on the Instagram, now that we're doing the Instagram and put it on the
it's
fan
gotta
page.
It's got to be... When we upload it, it's got to be everywhere. It's got to be where, you know, people
saturation.
Can see that.
We need saturation.
And I want to see it before it goes up.
Okay. Right?
I want to make sure. And you can talk to me about it, Diego, if you want. And how great is this for Pony and Rob? Diego's going to do it.
Yes, but we will stay on him
to
make sure it gets
No, but how joyous is that for you guys,
that's wonderful.
Right?
I love it.
I mean, it'll free Rob more time to do, you know, new audio clips for the show.
This is great.
Yes, it is. And
I
also, you know, I can focus on what I do and make it even better, if such a thing is possible.
No. Yeah. So, Rob, did you go to the Preakness?
No, but I told a story about the Preakness that it reminded me of something that is actually quite instrumental in my marriage to Carrie. And if you'd like to hear the story, it's very romantic. I know you are a romantic guy. I would like to share it with you.
Well, I got a few things that I saw over the, you know, all I have is my computer, so that's the only way I was able to figure anything out.
Right.
But it was Rob's Preakness story, and then something about your kid that was committing crimes and was arrested for DUI or something.
He
like
was,
that.
No, that's Tiger Woods that got that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Mm. And let me see. And then... Yeah, and then I've got a few pet peeves, but other than that, we're just chugging along, and it's the Mike O'Mara Show, and we'll hear all about Rob's romantic wife, and and then Rob getting caught up in that Facebook post world where tell me something that I love. We will do that, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
AmeriCast brings you the biggest names and more broadcasting and the fans together in one place.
This is Goat from D.C.
I'm Lisa King from Lake Ridge, Virginia.
I'm Veronica from Seattle.
This is Zoolander from Washington, D.C.
Share your voice on an upcoming show. It's easy to be a part of the fun. Go to Facebook.com/AmeriCast or send a tweet to AmeriCast. Just like the mailbag, AmeriCast is... AmeriCast. Download it today on iTunes or at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. With Memorial Day weekend behind us, the unofficial start of summer is officially here. Summertime. If you do buy something, you are saying something, and we're very excited about that. This is very, very cool, Rob Spiewak.
I got a great note from, you mentioned this town earlier, Augusta, Georgia. Lee McInnes wrote in, and he says...
It's where the Masters is.
Exactly. Mm. He says, my daughter is a fine arts student at Mississippi State University, majoring photography, and she's been complaining that her MacBook has been really slow. He checked, it was 95% full, so he went on Amazon through our website and got a Seagate Backup Plus Slim 2-terabyte portable external hard drive. 2 terabytes for $72. That's Memory amazing. Is so cheap now, and her computer is running like a dream. So anytime you need anything for your computers, go through Amazon. You'll be happy
you
did.
When you visit Amazon through our website or our app, tell a friend. Shopping Amazon this way changes nothing for you. Means the world to us. Remember, it costs you nothing. And you're doing it. Thank you. I want to say thank you. You can always do better, but you are responding to these messages that we give you daily on the Mike O'Mara Show and support us on Amazon. We are so grateful for that. When you're Amazoning in the long, hot summer fun, please access it via TMOS. And use the app or go through our website and spread the word. And then tell us what you're buying. I love hearing those stories. And I'll do my due diligence. I've had a few things going on.
Send them along. You've been busy. You doing okay?
No, I'm trying.
Well, let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story, then. This will perk you up.
Well, the only thing I saw was that you had the post about tell me things that that I love.
Well, I admit that was wine-fueled. Because I saw, I think...
But let's get to the psychoanalytics.
Right.
This plays into... This is no accident on social media. These are companies that research what it takes. The ultimate expression of love for oneself is social media. More
yes.
than all the platforms.
And I think Facebook,
Instagram,
Facebook is
Twitter.
Probably the most self-indulgent.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel that's the way it is. But yeah, I saw some, I believe
well,
it was a teenage lady who had
example.
Done it. Yeah.
Barb and Chuck Moody. The new windows were put in today. Barb. Chuck, I love you. I think you're funny people. I think you're wonderful. I'm a friend of yours on Facebook.
Sure.
There are lots of other people out there. Barb, Chuck, you know that I value you. I value you as friends. Not a person on that thread. Not anyone. Maybe outside of maybe your next door neighbor or somebody that lives in your house gives a rat's ass about the fact that they put your windows in. Okay? No one does. No, and it is a narcissistic exercise that is unnecessary, unentertaining, and it doesn't do anything. Barb, I'd rather have your rants about politics, okay?
Wow.
They're much more entertaining to me. That's the way I look at it. I mean, would you agree? Now, a close second to that would be Rob Spiewak, who joins in on all the fun and posts, tell me what I love. and then you put something under it that was so egomaniacal. Here's a little thing
I know
about
what
Rob.
It was. I know what it was. Yeah. And I knew it was so egomaniacal, but that's why I loved it. It said, surprise me.
Oh. I would no more say something. Do you, your ego, people don't realize your ego.
Yes.
Maybe between Oscar and me and you, and we have. Massive ego.
Yeah, there's a good amount of it.
I don't think anyone touches you in the ego department. I did. When you put a post up like that, you are literally saying, I am your king and tell me what
No, it's not so much I'm your king. It's more of a look at me.
But would you say you are more of a look at me person than any of us on social
media?
Well,
as you know, Mike, I come from a broken home.
Oh. You're needy.
I'm needy. I have my needy. And you know what I'm most needy? Between glasses 3 and 4. And, you know, sometimes
I go
you
in
do.
A different direction because I get so... I'm just like you where I want to post.
Right.
Like, you know, yesterday, I didn't have any drugs in my system or any alcohol, but I it was late at night and I had just taken the Oxy.
Attaboy.
And Carl Fippinger, Danger Boy.
Yes.
Who's Mr. Right Wing.
Are you still in touch with him?
I'm a friend of his on Facebook.
No idea. Carl the Danger Boy.
Oh, he's like become a firefighter and he's good.
He's
a full TS.
Uh-huh.
And you know what a TS is, right?
I don't.
Trump supporter.
Oh!
And so he put this thread up and it was like I was battling with myself not to get on this thread because I just wanted, not with Carl, with somebody else that was on there.
Okay.
That I just wanted. Because
so
we,
Carl lit the fuse, but
he lit the fuse. It was intriguing. It was about an ad. I guess there's a guy that's a lieutenant governor that's running for governor.
Mm-hmm.
That's running a pretty significant anti-Trump ad in Virginia. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but
there's a few of them bouncing around. Yeah, I think it's sort of a national phenomenon.
But he's, you know, a lot of people now are running, you know, distinctly anti-Trump ads.
That's what they're running on. That's their platform.
Political father. And Carl's was something along the fact, you know, let's not forget it's not the man, it's the office. And it was fine. It was fine. I wasn't going to say anything. But then another guy jumped in and it was just like, yeah, not like that other guy for 8 years. That a guy hated America, hated the troops, hated the first responders, hated everybody. And I just wanted, all I wanted to get on was just go, hey, pal, eat me. Yeah. That's all I wanted to say was, sure. Was that, but I didn't do it, and I wrestled again. So I tend to use social media to always put a spotlight on my kid,
right,
or my wife, or maybe a coworker, or maybe I'll just put a post up. But it's needy. It's me wanting to get some sort of acknowledgement. Rob, you have no such a filter.
You
dive right into, here I am getting a turkey leg at King's Dominion. If you're here, stop by and say hi.
I spotlight my kid Jesus and wife sometimes. Right. Sometimes. Yeah. Not as much.
Well, for your volume of posts is amazing, but you more than anybody else do the Land of Lake Me post.
This is true, but I think that is also part of the fabric of the
Surprise
Facebook.
Surprise me. That's the part I remember.
Well, yeah. That made me laugh, actually, when I did it, because Surprise I knew how bad me. It was. But when you look at the fabric of Facebook, I think that's a major part of the tapestry. And so
I'd like you to list something that I love.
Go ahead. Surprise me or something.
Surprise me. Entertain me. Entertain me.
Go ahead.
Well, you see, that's also another part of Facebook, is I look to Facebook to entertain me at times. And I thought I'd be most entertained by that
thread.
Well, you
are. And the thing is, you are entertained by Facebook more than anybody on the show, I think.
Oh, I guarantee that. Maybe anyone on Earth.
I will tell you, there are moments that, you know, you'll be surfing uselessly like I will be, and you'll come across something. It's usually when Carla's gone night-night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have headphones on because I'm kind of watching TV and surfing at the same time. And I'll just want to go, blah!
Yeah.
You know, and something completely stupid. So I get entertained as well. But that thread, which was another one of these, tell me, list the movies you like, or, you know, hear the things about me. It's this, isn't there enough me on Facebook where we don't need artificial survey threads that kind of jog that? I think it's unnecessary, but people just gravitate to it like flies on a pile of poo.
Yeah, they do.
They
do, because it is, you know what it is, in a lot of ways, it's lowest common denominator, and people like to participate.
Lowest common denominator narcissism.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
LCDN.
Name 10 movies you like more than anything else. It's like, oh, get
what concert did you not go to? That was the worst one.
So you got the things I love, and of course there was no hesitation when I saw this, and I was getting ready to type it in because I was going to put attention.
Yes.
And because you love attention more than
yeah.
And suddenly I stopped because I see there are like 160 people that have commented, which Rob really, that makes Rob fully erect.
Yes.
When that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we, by the way, we all count them, so I'm not immune from that as well. But I went down and I had to get like to the lower tier of the comments, and somebody finally put attention, because you crave attention.
Yeah.
More than any human being you know, I've ever known.
Well, you know, it's what I am, I suppose. It is the ABCs of me. And
surprise me.
Surprise me.
Did anybody surprise you?
Yes, when my wife wrote a most inappropriate word,
well,
which
then,
she
yeah.
deleted because yeah. she was tired of getting the notifications.
Was she in the cups as well?
No, she doesn't drink much anymore. She doesn't do anything that's fun anymore, Mike.
Are you serious?
She doesn't. She very rarely drinks. She had a few on we had supper club Friday night, so she tipped a few on Friday, but that wasn't that, no.
So she doesn't imbibe to the level that you do anymore?
Oh, does anybody?
Well, no, probably not.
No. Carrie stays sober most of the time, but she still, even at her most sober, was able to write a certain word that starts with the letter P.
It's hysterical.
And
it made the whole thread for me. It really did. You know what? I know what Rob likes more than anything. You're going to have to edit this out, guys. Sorry. You know what he likes more than anything else?
What?
It was pretty damn hysterical.
What can I say? She knows me. But
it was beautiful, but it was a nice thread. And then you told a romantic Preakness story about you bonded with your wife at the Preakness years ago.
Yes, this
like
had to be
your first date, and you saw a man vomiting in
this
a tunnel.
Had to be like 1994 or so, maybe the 94 Preakness or 95. Have to be right around there. Carrie and I, we dated for a while, and then we were on a break. And I think this happens with a lot of people that date for a long time. And the break was coming to an end, and we had started speaking on the phone again. And I got, because we only had the best prizes at the WJFK prize closet, Mike. The best.
It's a plastic comb, Bob.
It's the hottest ticket in town. I got two
tomorrow,
passes.
By the way, I don't want to interject, but tomorrow yes. I will discuss the TV network that's gotten me through. The Game Show Network, ladies and
gentlemen.
Really?
Yeah. You are on drugs.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's perfect for that kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm down to almost memorizing Family Feuds.
Really?
Yeah.
Which host? Mm.
Oh, Steve Harvey.
Of course.
The Steve Harvey version.
It goes without saying.
Well, I like, I'm trying to help Steve Harvey out because he's getting all that bad press for being a dick, which
yes,
he is.
He is.
The thing is, it's the Game Show. But go ahead.
All right.
I'll talk about that tomorrow.
So we were coming off a break, and the great prize I was able to secure at WJFK was, and I thought this was sort of a big deal, 2 passes to the Preakness infield.
That's a good prize.
Now,
a great prize.
You see, the Preakness is different than the other 2 races in the Triple Crown, okay, in that
would
they
those
will,
have been about $40 each in their day?
Probably, right?
probably. Something like that.
They allow people to go inside the track and party during the race.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And there's, you know, drinking, and there's drinking, and then right, there's also, if you don't like that, you can get drunk. So I in my mind was picturing something closer to a racing experience with mm-hmm, betting and people there for the race. So Carrie and I got there and parked in some guy's yard in the outskirts of Baltimore. You can park in my yard for $50.
So, come on now. Now there's a swamp right next door with some frogs in it, but you can park right here there, boy.
So you go under and you go into to access the infield. You go, there's a tunnel that's dug under the track.
Okay.
And we go in there. And immediately,
it's called WT Tunnel, White Trash Tunnel.
That's it. That's exactly the one. You've been there. Yeah. And it was for May. I remember it being oppressively hot, sticky, very, very, very direct sun. There was a lot of gentlemen in tank tops and women in tube tops and a lot of women on men's shoulders and inappropriate T-shirts.
My buddy Doodah shotgun 14 Natty Bows after eating an entire pepperoni pizza, and he blew it right in the middle of the infield just as Snatchatorious was coming across the finish line.
It's almost like you were there, Mike. Almost like you were there. And because it was the first date after our break, it wasn't unawkward to begin with.
Why were you on a break?
Just, you know what? I think
he wanted to check out his other options.
Yeah, I want to go get some trim.
He was a single successful guy.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I got back with her, didn't I? Let me put it to you this way, Pony. And you know what? Giving dating advice to you.
He saw what Don and Mike were doing. He saw what Don and Mike were doing at every appearance.
I feel giving Pony advice is like handing a ham to a rabbi, but I'll offer this anyway. Whenever you outkick your coverage, stay with it. Don't blow it. Don't blow it. I was young and stupid, all right?
Sorry, I'm going to adjust my seat. Continue with the show.
Okay, that's fine. So I go, and it's horrible. I mean, right away, I'm miserable because I realize this is nothing like watching the race on television where there are gentlemen and ladies placing actual bets and there for the race. These people don't care about the horses. They're there to get drunk.
Just talk to my... While you're talking,
say that anymore.
So you're on White Trash Island.
We're on White Trash Island, and you know what? Even though we were on our best behavior, because it was right after the break, I finally turned to Carrie, and Carrie turned to me, and I said, "This really sucks." And she says, "You know what? It does."
Was it raining?
No, it was oppressively hot. It was gross.
Sunlight and you're drinking?
I didn't even get to drinking because we just walked around for a little bit and there was no, and because it's the infield inside of a race, there's no breeze and any breeze there would be is being stopped by the 50,000 other people that are in the infield. I said, we should probably get out of here. And she said, I'm really, really glad you said that. So we go back and we go under the tunnel.
Hey, tune up, feel the effing breeze. What time's the race start? I don't know.
I don't care about the race as long as I got my girlfriend on my shoulders flashing her breasts.
Hey, come on now. You want to watch the race or you want to have a few more free beers? They're getting 25-cent drafts down in Fells Point.
They're hotter than Hades, but they're cheap. Go and get one. So we're going through the tunnel.
Baltimore.
And as we go through the tunnel, I seem to picture this man sitting on a milk crate because he was sitting and he had his legs apart with his arms on each leg and his head down by his knees. And Mike, you know what it's like when someone throws up beer. It's just foam, right? Uh-huh. It's a tremendous beer puke. Just look like crazy foam. And
can I be honest with you, though? In my alcoholic career, I just have never been a real giant pooker. I just haven't.
Well, because you're good at it. You're good at it.
Yeah, but I think that the fact is you're purging poison out from your body.
Right.
And I think really if I'd been a better puker, I think my internal organs, you know, when the time comes, when the Reaper finally knocks on my door, by the way, defied him once again, I think ultimately he will look down and go, Man, you never puked much, did you? Look at this liver. Look at this liver.
Yeah, oh, so you're saying it's not a good thing.
No, I think when you puke it out, you're getting it out of your system.
Toxins. So getting rid of the toxins.
Weak constitution.
So I'm looking at the Baltimore Billy here, just, you know, bringing up the foam and the tunnel and the shade. He probably went there because it was shady. And shady meaning that it was in the shade. Mm-hmm. And I looked at him and I said, you know what? That really is the final nail in this coffin. And I looked at Carrie and she looked at me and we both laughed because we realized how disgusting of a situation this was and what a total loss this first date together was. And we laughed, and it was that moment, I think, that we realized that we were back dating and that we would eventually, you know, that would lead to us getting married. And so what I said...
Makes sense.
Every Preakness Saturday, I think of that man in the flannel shirt throwing up because he played a very small but important part in me getting married. So thank you, Mr. Puker. Thank you for my marriage.
That's a wonderful story. Brought tears to my eyes. Isn't that romantic? That's right. The couple that observes a man puking together stays together.
They do. That's a beautiful thing.
We'll take a break. Are you ready for news you may not need?
Yes.
You've been waiting a whole week. What did you do? What did you do while I wasn't around? Did you do it?
We did Oscar Rotzi, and then we followed it up with the little sounds each week, day.
Okay, very good. How was the Oscar? I'm sorry. I won't do that to you. Anyway, we'll take a break.
Mike, it's exactly what you would hope.
Okay. We'll take a break. And come back. I'm good for a few things. Just a few. We'll take a break and come back. I'm sorry. I'm in a little pain. On the Mike O'Barra Show, everybody. I'm going to have to find a new chair for tomorrow's show. We'll take a break. Be right back on the Mike O'Barra Show, everybody.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now, thanks to the new Mike O'Mara Show app, time has become man's minion. When you listen to TMOS on the new app, traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there, if you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time as long as you take the time to download the app and make sure you are running the updated version on time. Do it now! The updated TMOS app. Your passport to a great time. In the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live. Always on, always there. And thank you for your time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Policy Genius. Do you have life insurance? If not, why not?
Why?
You think it's too expensive, a hassle, or you just don't understand the process? I have the solution. PolicyGenius.com, the best online life insurance marketplace. Policy Genius has placed over $5 billion in life insurance for people like you, and they have the most accurate quotes from the top A-rated life insurance companies. Policy Genius easily compares all the top-rated life insurance companies for your best options. Plus, they have a licensed customer service team to help you along the way. And while you're there, check out the other insurance offerings like pet insurance.
Sure. Right.
They have that. It's there.
For Linus.
Go to PolicyGenius.com today to save over 40% off other prices for life insurance. When life insurers compete for your business, you save money. That's PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius.com. Zero jargon. Zero sales pressure, zero hassle, man.
Hate the hassle, man.
Life insurance made easy, free quotes, and peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to PolicyGenius.com and do it today.
News.
Well, you all heard about it. It was the big story on the weekend. Tiger Woods arrested for DUI yesterday morning at 3 o'clock a.m. Eastern in Jupiter, Florida, just across from me. TMZ claims a cop smelled alcohol on his breath, but Tiger was acting arrogant and refused to take a breathalyzer test. Do not trust TMZ.
No.
In this particular circumstance, I want to see everything that comes out.
Especially since Tiger looks so good.
Tiger looked like crap.
I mean, really, like, you know what he looks like? He looks like Tiger's unsuccessful older brother that's an embarrassment to the family.
You know, I will tell you this about Tiger Woods. I am somebody who has really hoped for the not the comeback story, but the renaissance story where he rises from the ashes. Hey, Tiger's got more money than Jesus. The redemption story. Thank you, Pony. That's exactly. I want the redemption story. And, man, he makes it hard for people that are in that corner for him when he pulls a dick move like
and
this.
And even if it is a misspeak by TMZ, the thing that troubles me the most is he's arrogant. I hate that. I hate hearing that.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're drunk or you're drugged up, maybe you can come across as arrogant. You've seen the tapes. I mean, that's the way that goes. And you've listened to the tapes of this show. Thank you very much. Tiger released a statement last night where he blamed the whole thing on prescription meds. He said, quote, "I understand the severity of what I did and I take full responsibility for my actions. Alcohol was not involved." Now, here's the problem with Tiger Woods.
All right.
Tiger Woods is a documented liar.
Yep.
Tiger Woods is someone who has lied publicly, and Tiger Woods is somebody who almost had a fictitious persona. So it's difficult to believe the credibility, especially when I read that he didn't take a breathalyzer test. So, you know, once again, I understand you're going to litigate this and you're going to find out what's going to happen with the judge and, you know, you're going to try to see what's happening. And a lawyer might have said that, and maybe it's true. I hope it's true.
Right.
But at the same time, when this is settled, I think you have to come up again with the mea culpa. You have to throw yourself on the mercy and just go, not be a dick. And when you put yourself in a DUI situation, kind of tough to do that until, you know, the law has taken its course. I'm here to say this on record. I'm not proud of this. I'm embarrassed by it. I'm completely, I get chills when I think about it. When I think of the number of times I got behind the wheel of an automobile when I shouldn't have and how lucky I was to not necessarily not get caught or not get into an accident, but just lucky to get by a stupid decision.
Right.
And you know what? You never really know what's going to happen when you're out there. And it doesn't matter how many you've had. And it's tough. And everybody's done it. Anybody that drinks has done it. And don't pretend that you haven't.
Sometimes you get caught.
The fact is, Rob, you went through that.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, here it is. There are just too many options that are cost effective now. And it's it's still hard to say that because you're at a party. You don't want to call an Uber. You want to get into your own automobile.
Right.
You want to do that. And I'm still saying that it's still something that I'm mindful of. And I think that I have to worry about it all the time. And you still do it occasionally. And I shouldn't. And I'm terrified of that. And I see a story like this. And for me, Tiger's misstep maybe does a reset for everybody that's out there going,
I hope
so. Try to avoid doing this. It's so stupid.
I've never, you know what? I will say my hand to God. It was life changing when I served my time and I served my suspension.
Oh, absolutely.
And I plan ahead now. There's no way I'll ever be in that situation again. You can't do it.
Very, very, very scary. And, he's 3 miles from his house. I think he has 3 miles to his restaurant, and it's probably 6 miles total from his restaurant to his house. And he was halfway between both of them. 3 miles away on either side. He said, "I'd like to apologize with all my heart. I expect more from myself, too. I'll do everything in my power to ensure this never happens again." Here's the way I think about Tiger. Tiger's been through it. Tiger was a dick. Tiger behaved like an a-hole. Tiger's made some big mistakes in his life. You also realize, kids, Tiger gave us all that incredible golf and did all that incredible stuff for us because Tiger didn't have a life. Tiger didn't have a childhood. Tiger didn't have anything close to a childhood.
You're right.
Tiger's like these guys that are on kids' TV shows that break into medicine cabinets. Yeah. He's just as effed up as they are.
Yeah, he's the Michael Jackson of golf.
Yeah, the only problem is, you know, he was so great at what he did and people blew so much smoke that he's still probably dealing with that. I think the guy's got an amazing amount of demons. And I don't think we'll ever see the guy completely fixed.
No.
No matter how many golf tournaments he wins. But in some strange, perverse way, in my deepest heart of hearts, I root for the guy to get his life together, and I root for him to come back and maybe get back on the stage in golf. That's how good he was for the game.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the way I feel about it.
Amen.
Negotiations between Ryan Seacrest and American Idol may have broken down, and it's all because Katy Perry and her salary. She's getting $25
mil. Oh, yeah. She got big, big bank.
Supposedly, ABC offered Ryan around $10 million. No.
So when
he heard what Katie was getting, he got a little salty. An author who wrote the book about Idol some years back says, quote, "He was suddenly asking himself why he would come back for a 16th season at a salary much smaller than that of a newcomer judge. He has grown notably cooler to the prospect. I'm for Ryan on this one. Yeah, pay him what he's
worth.
Yeah,
and I bet they come up with the cash, and I bet he takes it. Because you know what? They need that to make it happen. I think they need him.
Yep, absolutely. More than Katy Perry.
Oh, God, yeah.
The legendary Greg Allman of the Allman Brothers. He died Saturday, age of 69. Hard living, this guy. Had a liver transplant. Had health issues for multiple years. Very, very frustrating life for him. But made some great music. And the Allman Brothers, one of my favorite classic rock bands. And
did you ever see them live?
Never saw them live.
I saw them once at the mosque in Richmond. And if you don't think they were rocking, they broke a piano string. They had to stop down the show to replace a piano string. It was great.
A statement on his website says, quote, he considered being on the road playing music with his brothers and solo band for his beloved fans essential medicine for his soul. Playing music lifted him up and kept him going during the toughest of times. But folks, if you want to see an example, you know, there's so many examples like Steven Tyler of guys that lived that hard life and didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
And then you see Greg Allman. And every inch of him was paying for it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's
for a long
time. Just a hard life. And a lot of those guys had that problem. And, you know, it catches up with you, and it did with him. So safe home, Greg Allman.
Thank you for the tunes.
What's that?
I said thank you for the tunes. They're great.
I agree. thank you for the tunes, Greg. A new study ranked the women in every state. That was so incredibly warm and fuzzy. Thanks for the tunes, dude.
Well, no, but I mean, that's
don't you go dying on me. Thanks for the tunes.
He's dead, and we miss him.
Oh. I'm skipping my next story.
Okay.
Thanks for the tunes. A 19-year-old Army mechanic named Keaton Tilson got to go home and see his family for Memorial Day weekend at the last minute. He's stationed at Fort Hood in Texas, and he's from Granite City, Illinois, near St. Louis. But apparently, he couldn't afford a full-price ticket, so he was stuck at the airport in Dallas for 2 days over the weekend trying to fly standby. Oh, that's sad.
That sucks.
A 35-year-old guy named Josh Rainey was also there waiting to fly home to St. Louis, and when he found out how long Keaton had waited, he offered to give him his ticket. The airline couldn't let him transfer a ticket like that, though, so Josh called his wife and explained what was going on. And it sounds like they can't afford it, but they decided to buy him the extra ticket.
Wow.
So Keaton talked to a reporter on the phone after he got home and said he probably wouldn't have made it if they hadn't helped. Ticket cost about $350. After he bought it, Josh says Keaton walked up and asked if he could give him a big hug, and the hug was worth way more than the money he spent. That is a great Memorial Day story.
I love it.
Phantasmagorical. And now a little something something. A glass of wine doesn't mean what it used to. Now it's way better. A new study out of Cambridge University in England found that over the past three centuries, wine glasses have gotten almost 700% larger. In the 1800s, thank you, Rob. In the 1800s, the average wine glass could only hold about 2.2 ounces. What's the point of that?
I spill more than that.
That's ridiculous. Today, the average wine glass holds about 15.2 ounces of wine.
Wow.
I think that's good for wine drinkers out there. The increase, by the way, is known in scientific circles as the Maureen Cerrito effect. Thank you. Thank you. To the top.
You came back strong, Mike.
Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob. You got some little sounds from your garden?
Beautiful little sounds.
We'll take a break, and we'll be back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Well, I've been
waiting. A telephone is not a toy, but a useful and valuable tool.
Hey, Team West listeners. Dan O'Brien here to say that tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday. The Mike O'Meara Show takes your call starting at 9 a.m. We want to hear whatever you have to say. If you want to tell a story to your favorite podcast, call in on Wide Open Wednesday. If you have a question for all the guys in the studio, call in on Wide Open Wednesday. If you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, go see a doctor. Then calling on Wide Open Wednesday. Dial 888-920-MORE for all your non-medical questions and an opportunity to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. Wide Open Wednesday.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. If anybody the real nerd nicks that observe me and are watching on video, what's he doing? Is he all right? No! Anyway, the TMOS bonus show, you already subscribed to it. Now it hurts. That's all. It hurts. A lot.
I understand.
Hurts a lot to come back to do this show right now. Yeah. Thank you.
And I hate that your chair doesn't have wheels. I'm looking at it and I'm thinking that's one of the problems.
My whole
fucking problem is seating. If I had the proper seating, I would be fine. I just can't get my ass into a position that's even remotely effing comfortable. Sorry. The future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. I'm talking about the bonus show. So buy the bonus show. You know that, right?
Please.
Great. The bonus show's fantastic. Get it. You know where to get it. And get it on the app. Get it on, you know. Hold on. All right. Hey, Rob, hi.
Hi, Mike.
Let's open up the audio vault and your little sounds. Jesus.
One thing that always I was curious about, I always thought it was a weird mix-up that he married Cher. Like, that might have been, their brief marriage might have almost been like a paperwork error. I don't see them together.
I do, and I'll tell you why. I think that Cher and Greg Allman, to me, makes sense because it's the bad boy rocker. And it was during an era, all the hotties were going with the bad boy rocker. And she'd been with Sonny.
Not a bad boy.
I mean, he was a rocker.
But he was a bad skier.
He was a bad...
Oh, terrible.
Oh, God, that's terrible. Too soon. No, but the fact Sonny, you know, ended up being like a Republican congressman.
That's
so Sonny
true.
Was like white bread and...
Polar opposite,
you know,
yeah.
Conservative, and she wanted the rebel. And she got him, and they were... That was a big romance in its day. Greg Allman and Cher.
A couple years ago, Dan Rather spoke to Greg Allman, and they asked, why didn't it work out? And he had a much simpler answer than what I expected.
I do not belong in Beverly Hills. And she wasn't going to come down south. That was basically it. Yeah.
Geography, Mike. It was a geographical problem. Yeah.
I do not belong in Beverly Hills. And I smoked a big fatty and had a fifth of Jack Daniels. And I said, just come down here to the South where I don't have to be in those highfalutin parties. And may I have another liver, please?
That's when Dan Rather yelled, Mike. He yelled, wake up!
Yeah,
I mean, that's a
good interview. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I know it's a big deal in baseball when my mother calls me about a fight. Did you see the fight at the Nats game?
Yeah, here's my problem.
All right.
I love a baseball brawl more than anybody. And Bryce Harper got into it with the San Francisco Giants pitcher yesterday. And you just can never find a baseball brawl online other than something where some douchebag is screenshotting his television with a handheld iPhone.
True.
And I was scouring this. And then you go to like SB Nation, which is a very reputed
website
for sports.
Yeah.
And they have the same clip of the douche in front of his TV. Where's the live feed? It's a live broadcast. It's a TV. I wanted to see a better version. It was a wonderful baseball fight. And by the way, if you're going to charge the mound, that's a great tool. Use the batting helmet as a distraction before you're going to throw the haymaker.
Exactly.
Great move.
He threw it not at the pitcher, but off to the side.
Right.
But as far as video goes, that's why I went with a radio coverage of it. The guy at KNBR, his name is John Miller. He sounds so much like Brockmire that this is delightful on two levels.
Is the John Miller still?
I believe it is, Mike. Yeah.
Is this the John Miller?
The John Miller. Well, after you hear the tape, you'll be able to decide.
Well, I'll be able to tell you if it's John Miller right away.
Here we go. Here's when Bryce Harper went after Hunter Strickland at the Giants game yesterday.
Harper is 0-3.
That's John Miller.
Okay, yeah.
Stop. Hold. Stop. You have to play it again.
Okay.
John Miller, Rob, is a legendary play-by-play guy. Maybe one of top three in radio sports. He's done ESPN games with Joe Morgan. He is a dean. He's one of the nicest guys in broadcasting. He did the best Vin Scully impression for me personally.
It's that guy?
It's John Miller. He used to do the Baltimore Orioles.
Forgive me then for not putting it two together.
Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. No matter the circumstances, I haven't heard it. I can guarantee you this will be astonishing play-by-play because it's one of the best in the business.
All right, here's John Miller.
Harper is 0-3. Look out, he gets hit. And Strickland, and now Harper's going to go out. And he throws his helmet to the ground, and they start throwing punches. There's a right to the jaw, a left to the jaw from Strickland, and both benches empty, and now there's a big pile out there. And there's been some bad blood between the two of them going back to the 2014 Division Series.
Good
that
voice.
That is,
wow.
You know what? And then he doesn't let me down. Then he lets it. That's a right to the jaw, a left to the jaw. That is a baseball fight. Baseball can be so boring sometimes. So when they have it, get a little spicy, you know. But Bryce Harper's a noted hothead. So,
yes.
You know, not the guy you want to throw at. And I just want to see, I have yet to see, like, the real cut from the actual broadcast. I'll be looking for it because I'd like to see it.
Even though Oscar is not here, I still want to bring you a moment from The Bachelorette last night. Ashton Kutcher was on as a guest, and we discussed last week in your absence, Mike, there's this tool named Lucas, and he's trying to establish the catchphrase, Waboom! He thinks Waboom is going to be what wins it for him.
Hey, and by the way, are you sticking with Brock Meyer? Are you staying with Brock Meyer?
No, no, I can't. It's
I go in and out.
You know what? I think the thing, best thing for Brock Meyer is to go and look at clips. Just little clips.
Yeah, you're probably
right. It doesn't hang together as a show.
It's not a good show.
It's not.
It's almost, I'm having trouble extricating myself from it because it's just so sick.
Well, it's like putting your hand in marshmallow. You just can't get it all off.
I'm Brock Meyer. Yes, sir.
All right. So last night, Lucas tries to get a Waboom from Ashton Kutcher, and bless Ashton, he won't give it to him.
Waboom! I feel like Ashton Kutcher should give us a Waboom, you know.
Would I what?
A Waboom. The hoo.
I don't even know what that was.
That's the sound that he makes.
For what?
Like excitement.
Why?
Just because he can.
Oh. What a jerk.
Foul on the play. I don't even know what that was.
Come on, Ashton.
But that was truly an effort.
Come on, Ashton.
Come on, be part of my stupid thing.
Come on, do my catch thing. You know, you remember me. I'm the Waboom guy.
Yeah, he'll be doing Waboom in 10 years at some small bar. Don't you remember me?
Waboom.
Waboom.
This is a Waboom.
Why Waboom? All right, let's close with this. Mike, it's a two-puncher. Two jokes about the same topic. I like them both. I could not choose, so I'm airing them both.
It's a two-hipper, Rob. It's a two-hipper.
And Mike, you want to feel old? The 10th anniversary of something very important happened this weekend.
Today, I just want to mention this, is the 10-year anniversary of Pornhub. Oh. It's also the 10-year anniversary of me going to bed 20 minutes after my wife.
And then Seth Meyers said...
And finally, the adult website Pornhub launched 10 years ago today, so give yourself a hand.
That's it. Have a great Monday, everybody. Tuesday, that's your Magic Audio Vault. Thank you so much.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget, update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream and keep your eyes peeled from the Diego clip of the day.
Yes.
Coming to a computer near you. That's right, boy. It's on you.
I won't let you down, Mike.
Thank you, buddy. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. So long.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.